Okay, so for today's learning in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the concept of Chamar Medina. And there's a big question as to exactly how we define the preference of wine for Havdalah versus Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is something that's commonly used and consumed by the greater society and has the prestige of being served as sort of like a social drink. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that any drink that you're drinking only to quench thirst isn't prominent enough to be deemed Chamar Medina. So if let's say you have a cup of orange juice. Orange juice generally you drink because you're thirsty, or water, or anything like that where you drink the item specifically to quench your thirst, and it's not there that you would serve for social reasons, it doesn't have the prominence and isn't qualified for Chamar Medina. In the times of the Ramah, at least, beer was a classic example of Chamar Medina. Schnapps is an example of Chamar Medina. Now, it's a little bit of a question as to whether or not today beer still has that prestige of Chamar Medina. Maybe it's not considered prominent in most of society to be deemed and classified as Chamar Medina today. Again, many pleiskim still are makel today to treat it as Chamar Medina. And Rav Moshe seems to feel that coffee and tea as well are considered Chamar Medina. So those are the classic examples of Chamar Medina today. Coffee, tea, schnapps, beer. Beer, a little bit of a question. The R pleiskim, they say maybe it means you need to have alcoholic content to be Chamar Medina, which would exclude many of these drinks. But bottom line, Chamar Medina is something that would be valid for Kiddush and Havdalah, but it's not ideal. Ideally, you should have wine. Wine is the most ideal. In certain cases where wine is difficult to procure, if let's say a person really dislikes wine, so some place can say that you could have Chamar Medina. Again, generally, l'chatchila, it's better, it's more optimal to have wine than Chamar Medina for Kiddush and Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah, we mentioned by Havdalah gives a kula that maybe sometimes if you like beer better than wine, you could have beer even l'chatchila. But the question is, what about grape juice? Is grape juice considered like wine and it has that l'chatchila status as wine does? Or is it maybe the lower level of Chamar Medina if it fits into the classification and the conditions to be met for Chamar Medina? This is a machlekes. There are poskim that were machmer and there are poskim that say, the Ber Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion that grape juice is not considered halachically wine vis-a-vis Kiddush v'Havdalah. Why? Because they add preservatives, and those preservatives have the ability to kill the capacity of fermenting and becoming actual wine. So even though, technically speaking, if you wouldn't add anything, the grape juice does have the possibility of becoming wine and has the potential for alcoholic content, since you add stuff in to prevent it from ever becoming wine, you negate the classification of wine for this drink item, and therefore it's not considered wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, and grape juice is a lower step. If it fits into the category of Chamar Medina, fine, but it's not considered wine api halacha according to these poskim. However, the general custom seems to be mekel. The Mincha Shleima, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shevet HaLevi, they say that no, even though you're right, they add stuff there to prevent it from ever fermenting and becoming wine, but since inherently grape juice was fit for fermentation and wine production before you added these preservatives, it therefore is able to retain the valid state of wine even afterwards. So that's the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, with many other poskim taking this stance, and generally the custom seems to be lenient and treat grape juice as wine, since inherently it has the qualities that would deem it suitable for fermentation and alcoholic content. There is a story that someone just told me about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's a lady, Malka Drazen. She sent a shaila into Reb Chaim about a woman that she knew. The woman was getting married quite late in life. She was getting married at the age of 48, and she was very nervous about having the ability to bring children to the world, and she needed a bracha. She wanted some type of skula. She sent the question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what should she do to merit having children? And Reb Chaim said to have two things that she's very makbid about, and that will be a tremendous schus for her in having children going forward. Number one, to light Neiris Shabbos early. So whatever the minig was of the community in being mekabel Shabbos, accept Shabbos 10 minutes prior, number one. Number two, don't use anything for Havdalah besides actual wine. Don't use grape juice. Don't use Chamar Medina. Be makted to specifically have wine. And she accepted this. And soon thereafter, she had two beautiful children.